Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is David Grondin, CEO of NQ Exploration. And the company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is NQE. Thanks for joining us today there, David.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, talk to us about the company and the you're going to commence your drilling program on the Care Hill property.
Yes. Well, NQE is an exploration company that have most of the property in the James Bay area in the Abitibi region of Quebec. We have 15 mining property in total that goes from gold, base metal, and uranium. 1 week ago, we put out this press release about the drilling campaign. We will start really soon. It's a 3,000-meter drilling program we will do on one of our main properties. It's called Carrile. And it's basically, right now, we are looking for base metal. With basically, it's a 12-claim property. And it was owned before that by BHP Billiton, and we bought it back 1 year ago last summer. Not this summer, one summer ago. So we are starting this drilling program, which we did the drilling program last winter, and we had some really good promising results, and that's why we are following through with this drilling campaign. So,
well, great. And perhaps you're going to bring us up to speed on the company's other main projects
yeah. Yeah, but see, the drilling program is really important for us at this stage because it's one of the most advanced projects that we have right now. This is the only project we have a drilling campaign as we speak. We have other property where we can drill. I will talk about it later. But as for this one, basically, the result of last winter showed that there was really good development at depth. In the past, in the 70s and 80s and the 90s, other company have worked on that property, but mostly they did some drilling, and they only went at 100, 150 meter of depth. So last winter, what we did is we drilled down to 350, 400 meters at depth, and that's where we discovered like massive sulfide. We discovered a mineralized zone of copper zinc stringers that showed it's the same geological environment as the Selby mine. And I don't know if you know that, but Selby mine was one of the biggest mines in Quebec back in the time. Basically, we are at the same level, 5 kilometers from there. So basically, that's the main property. The other property we've got, it's a gold property. It's called Upawika. If you go on the website, you can see that. It's a gold property for exploration. We bought it back
With Kinross?
Yeah, we bought it back from Kinross and Inmet last summer, and it's mostly for gold. And they had some really good results in the past, but you know, some drilling showed some result of 87 gram per ton over only a couple of meters. But it's well disseminated all over the property. We've got the 87.5, 20 gram per meter, 5 gram per meter. 4.7, and basically it's located 3 kilometers from the former Lakeshore mine and Bachelor mine. So these two mines used to have produced a couple of million ounces each. So we are right in the middle, and it's a new corridor that people are now looking into it. So basically, we decided we would position ourselves in that area. We were already there in a minority partnership with this big player, but we bought back the property from them this last summer. And, yeah, but in total, we have 15 property. Other than that, we have another gold property just a little bit north. It's called Gant. In that property, well, it's been worked on a lot over the years in the 70s, 80s, and 90s again. And, it's really well-developed, that property. And, we would like eventually to do another drilling campaign on that one to confirm some results that have been done in the past. And there's potential maybe for kimberlite, which the rock that's host of the diamond. In the time, they were identifying the kimberlite as a lamp porphyre. Lamp porphyre are sometimes mistaken for kimberlite, so we will work on that in the near future, probably in the next campaign we will do in that area. Other than that, we have three uranium play that we are not working on. We worked a lot on the last summer, not in 2008. We did airborne mag geyser. We did everything. Basically, we have 10 drilling target we can go on. We need a little bit to do some more work on this property, but we have three uranium property, and we have also eight base metal property that we can work on. So we are a very small exploration company with a strong portfolio. So that's what we have right now.
And so how well positioned is the company to take advantage of some of these trends in uranium and gold right now in the market?
Well, actually, we are very, very well positioned because, like I told you, see, with the portfolio we own, as right now, it's four gold property, eight gold in base, and three uranium that represent 559 square kilometers of land. And if I go and I break down this property, I can fairly say that Caral is a drill ready because we are really drilling this property that will bring back some results for base metal. So basically, we're taking advantage of the market strengthening of the price in the base metal. For that, I can go in the gold also. I'm very well positioned in gold. So basically, everything that's related to gold, Opawika property, Gant, which are kind of a historical result of drilling. There's a lot of because in Quebec we have a strong public database for all these past work. So basically, I have a lot of historical work that has been done. Resource calculation has been done already on Gant, but just a neighbor, not on Gant directly, but on a neighbor. So basically, I'm very well. NQ is really well positioned to take advantage of these,
Trends.
New market trends. Yes, exactly. Because uranium, but well, uranium is different. Uranium, the price now is a little bit better, but there's a lot of concern about environmental and green group. But right now, I think the mining industry in Quebec have shown that most of the company are really responsible when they are doing exploration. A lot of company also really responsible when they are doing putting mine into production. So uranium will be in a second phase for us. And right now, we would like to take advantage mostly of the gold and the base metal because they are in a very advanced stage right now. We can drill, and it's really accessible. The uranium property are really up north, so it's a little bit farther, more difficult to access. But all the other property we've got for gold and base that I've talked to you about earlier are accessible by road, train, or whatever. So.
Great. And so what makes NQ Exploration unique from some of the other players in the sector?
Well, unique in a way that, like I told you, I'm very well diversified. We touch, but we're not in lithium or rare earths right now. We have considered looking into it, but right now we are really considering gold is a place to be. Base metal, even if it's a recession, India and China and most of the developing country will still need base metal. So why we are so unique is we are, I can right now what we've got is we have one property in drilling phase. If we continue to position ourselves in a better way, I can have three or four property drilling within a 6 to 12 months period. If you consider a junior company that might have three to four property in a drilling phase, it's kind of huge. Usually it's mostly major that can have three or four different property. I have three drill on one property, it's one thing, but I have three different property slash or different resources because now I'm drilling for base, but I can also drill for gold, and we can go also drill for uranium. So basically, I can take advantage of this market, strengthening on the price on every commodity, whatever it is, I can be on this property and generate results, generate eventually resource calculation, and if we make a discovery, I have a mine in whatever the commodity we are exploring right now. So that's what makes us unique. We are kind of a small player, but we're well positioned and diversified. I'm not only focused on gold. Some people might say it's a disadvantage me, I will take it as I will take it as an advantage, because if you consider that it's not always the commodity that moves along, you know, sometime, but like, you know, well, like we saw, you know, a couple of years ago, uranium was really high, then it crashed, but at the same time, gold was going up, right? So, well, right now, because of this diversification, you know, I can really take advantage of any price improvement on the price, and, you know, give a better return eventually to the shareholder when we'll have a mine. But right now, we are in the drilling phase. That looks really promising, so that's good for us.
Great, and so perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, David, as well as that of the key management team over at NQ.
Yeah, well, if I start for just for a beginning with my VP exploration, his name is Jack Gauthier. Jack was used to be the chief exploration for Kinross in Russia for gold, so basically was really in charge of developing the gold field for Kinross in really in the orient part of Russia, near Magellan and stuff. So he was in charge of doing the exploration. So he's 20-something years and more experience. He was also, at his beginning of his career, also president of Azimut. He's been VP exploration of many company. He also worked in his early years at the BRGM. I don't know if you know, that's a French company. It's basically the French company for the French government to do mining exploration all around the world. So he has acquired a strong experience in many environments for gold and base metal. So basically, he's really a key for us. After that, my CFO, his name is Jean Rainville, 35 years experience in mining, investment banking. Used to be a lead investment banking in many, you know, in national banking in Montreal and Quebec. And as for me, I've been now doing financing and investment banking for 13 years. I started my career as a financial analyst, and then I moved up to the investment banking. And after that, I was an independent doing consultation and structure and financing for mining, industrial, tech, and biotech. But in the last 5 years, I concentrate mainly on doing mining financing. So when I decided I would take that job, it was really clearly to, you know, make a discovery, if I can say that.
Definitely. And what are some of go ahead, continue, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, what are some of the goals and milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, the main goal is to really, you know, strengthen the position of the company in the lower Bay James Bay area where we are working right now, on the Caril, Opawican, in these 3-4 property that we've got in that area. So the main goal is obviously continue to develop that Caril property, which we think is undervalued right now by many people. It's been worked in the 80s, but it's been abandoned for many, many years. Nobody have worked on that property for a while. So when we went back last summer, based on new assumption, new hypothesis of work and geological interpretation, we hit, not hit big, but we hit some sweet spot. Basically, the discovery we made, the hypothesis of work when we went drilling on that properties was, it was our hypothesis was it was good, it will be better at depth. Basically, we start hitting good result after 150 meters down to 350, and it's not finished. The only reason we stopped drilling last winter is because we were out of budget, and because of the recession, was really the financial market was kind of, it was difficult to raise money for mining exploration stage. So right now we have a lot of cash, and we are just going back to drill that. Basically, the main goal is to develop a deposit on the Caril area. If it's not exactly on that, the really the 200 meters by 200 meters, it's really in that area we have a strong position right now. So it's to develop something new based on new model that we have developed internally with Jack and us and some independent consultants. So the goal is obviously to make a something significant in that area. So that's the main goal for the next 12 months. And that's where we will concentrate our energy right now.
And will you look for any sort of strategic alliances or joint ventures?
Yes, we always look into that. Basically, we will consider any partnership with more advanced stage project, like a production, new production project. We will eventually consider partnership after discovery, because as a small exploration company or an exploration company, you cannot really consider at some point just go and develop 15 projects, which is impossible. So yes, we will consider going into partnership with bigger company or other exploration company to, you know, to give some value to the portfolio we've got. Like, because like I told you, 15 properties are a huge advantage. It's a good, they are nice assets. So we can leverage on that and generate, you know, can generate recurrent cash flow, position, you know. So yes, we will consider, we are considering partnership with major, smaller, but it has to make sense. It has to be good man, same mentality. So we like to take risk. We are not afraid to test new model, and that's how we made this discovery for Karai. So that's exactly what we are looking to do for the, our next properties.
Great. And in terms of investors, David, do you think right now that investors understand the general message and direction of NQ Exploration?
Well, right now, like I told you, but yes and no. I will say that yes, mostly understand. 80% of my shareholder right now are institutions. I will say that institution, fund, mutual fund, or mining fund understand very well the strategy we have put out. So basically to concentrate on these main property and the strategy of diversification of the resources we are looking into it. Maybe retail, I'm not understanding it yet, but that's why we are doing a lot of presentation. We explain the game plan to everybody we come across, because we think that's a really good opportunity. We are starting at 3,000 meters as we speak, but we have budget to do another 3,000 to 6,000 meters. It's just that we are just doing this beginning phase to do another survey of the area, and then we can drill more. So I think this is a huge opportunity. It's a really good time to go in. Like if you go back in my press releases, you will see that, again, most of the financing came from institution, very well aware investor that has been in the market for me sometime more than 30 years in the mining area. So they really understand what we are doing. But because we are not on a one specific resources, like a pure gold play or a pure base metal play, some people don't see exactly how it's going to unfold. But for us, it's really clear. It will unfold on the base metal. It will unfold also on gold and eventually on uranium. So basically, it doesn't mean because we are developing the base metal area as we speak that I cannot develop the gold area too. So that's the advantage we've got. And I would say mostly right now, most of the institutional investors understand that because also they have seen the result and they understand what's going on. And then after that, it's because it's really technical as we right now, but I think that retail base will come to understand the model, and that's why we are putting a lot of information on the website. We have a lot of map explanation of how it's shaping up.
Great, so it's more of a three-pronged attack and approach.
Yep, exactly.
Well, great. And once again, joining us today is David Grondin, CEO and President of NQ Exploration, which trades on the TSX Venture Exchange. Ticker symbol is NQE, currently trading at 18 cents a share, correct?
Yes.
And so before we conclude, David, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, three things. We are beginning of drilling campaign right now. This drilling campaign is based on really positive results with of the last campaign result on the same property, the current property. So basically, this is the time to go in. Usually it's when, it's not after results are out, so you go in, you position yourself before. We are drilling the same target again. The first time we produce good results, so we'd like to go in again. Second, it's we have a good shareholder base, mostly constitute of institutional investors that demonstrate that the business model we have put in place is strong, that they believe in the management. And third, the capital structure and the cash position of the company. Right now, we are well capitalized for an exploration company. We have an exploration budget of, we can do approximately $750,000 of work. We have a hard cash for operation of company of more than $500,000. And the capital structure is only at 31 million shares outstanding right now. So it's tightly held. Management and escrow partner control more than 55% of the company. Sorry, other than that, it's controlled by other funds. So basically, it's 80% of the float is controlled either by management or key shareholder or still under escrow. So basically, it's a good reason to go in. You have all the keys with good results that will probably help, position the investor and produce good results in the near future.
Great. Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on some of your upcoming progress and projects. And
thank you.
I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors there, David.
Thank you. Thank you, Owen.
Anytime.